You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Sons of Anarchy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Sons of Anarchy After Show.
Hey, everybody. Bing is for doing, and we are here doing a very special Sons of Anarchy after show. A special interview with Tate Burney, who played Matthew on the show in the season opener. He was the young blonde boy who wound up doing the school shooting in Aquino. Joining me on the panel is Chrisley Kennedy.
What's up, guys? I feel so far away from everything, and I can't get closer because the big girl chairs are hard, guys.
The big girl chairs are really hard, and we got Tate here. Tate, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Now, I really want to talk to you about this. Your appearance and everything that fell out from it was kind of a big deal on the show, it was very controversial. And I just wanted to ask you, what did you know going into the show when you auditioned for the role?
Well, I knew that I was going to have a gun, and I knew that I was going to be writing some intense stuff.
Yeah.
How old are you?
10.
10.
10. Damn. It's a serious role on like a really, you know, intense show.
Mm-hmm.
So when you auditioned, what was that like? Because you're not saying anything for the whole show.
Well, when I auditioned, they like had like a notebook and like you just like the director Paris.
Paris Barclay.
Yeah. He like made us write like a paragraph that we wanted to, but you had to have like a serious face and then kind of go into sad because you're like thinking about what you're gonna do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were, at the beginning of the episode, and I thought this too, that you were supposed to be young Jax, who's the star of the show, and I think you like have a really uncanny look similar to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
the whole episode, I kept saying that you were a little Jax.
Right, and like it was going to be flashbacks.
And he was writing too, and Jax writes, so it just fit.
It just fit. Yeah. So you got the role, you went out to set. How long did you shoot? How many days?
I think it was about 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
3 days. And did you get to meet the cast while you were out there?
Yeah. My mom, her friend, his name's Joey. He's the transportation guy on the show.
Cool.
So I got to meet. I mainly hang out with Tig because, like, he was there on all the days that I worked. But I met Jax and Tommy Flanagan.
Yeah. Chibs. We love Chibs.
Yeah.
We're big Chibs fans.
Mm-hmm.
Now the notebook that you were writing in, the props people did an amazing job filling it with tons of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, some of the fans of the show were really interested in what your character was writing.
Well, I was writing, it was leading up all to what I was going to do
mm-hmm.
before I shot up the school.
Yeah.
And it was more like really like death-defying words and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the passages? I know you shot it a while back.
I remember that in the thing I wrote, "They shall be done."
Okay.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
It's the one thing I do remember seeing besides the scary pictures.
Yeah.
What was it like on set? How was it being around the guys?
You would think that they're like really, really mean, but they're like really nice. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a lot of fun.
Sweet.
You didn't have to go to school those days either, huh?
No, I was on vacation.
You were on vacation. So you didn't have to bring a teacher with you to set, right?
No.
Nice. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. Because I know some days when you have school, you have to bring a teacher to set with you.
Yeah.
Not so fun.
Has anyone that you know since seen the episode and been like, geez, Tate, what were you up to, man?
Yeah. My friend, all of his cousins saw it, and they're all, you sure you're not shooting up any more schools? I was like, I promise. I don't have a gun anymore.
Sweet. Now, do you know anything else that about your character, or like, did they tell you anything else about him before he goes in? Like, how did Paris direct you?
Well, like, he directed me that in, like, when I'm walking by Dave Navarro, I kind of have like a nice happy look, mm-hmm. and then when I kind of walk in, I still have a happy look to the school, but then when I sit down, I have like the dark look, and he told me to be like really happy and then like just kind of go into like a dead dark face.
Sure. Cool, man. Now you're working on some other stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Where can people see you next?
Well, you can see me on this new TV show. I'm going to be in an episode. It's a sketch comedy called The Birthday Boys.
Oh, wow. I love The Birthday Boys. No, I know them very well. They did a monthly show at the UCB Theater before they got their new show on IFC.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What are you going to be doing on The Birthday Boys? Can you tell us?
Yeah, I'm going to be Denny, and I'm going to have a birthday there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Sweet. Birthday on The Birthday Boys.
I like that.
Sweet. And then I also have a movie coming out next year.
Ooh.
It's a Courtney Cox movie.
Great.
And I play the younger version of Sean William Scott.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
Did you get a chance to meet him, or were you shooting on different days?
No, yeah? I got to see him.
Cool.
Yeah.
How long have you been acting?
Since I was... five, I think.
Wow.
Man, that's half your life. That's bananas.
What do you love about it?
I like it because it's like it gets to express your feelings and it's really fun.
What's the hardest thing you've had to do so far while you were acting? Were there any hard scenes or hard days?
Yeah, it was probably Sons of Anarchy and also All My Children.
Ooh, oh, All wow. My Children.
Yeah.
I love me a good soap opera. When were you on that one?
When I was like 6 and 7 and 8, I played AJ Chandler.
Ooh.
Nice.
So, yeah.
You're a busy little boy. When do you have time for school?
Yeah.
Well, I had the same teacher as I had last year,
mm-hmm.
and she always wants to know what I'm doing next.
I hear that you're one of how many children? How many brothers do you have?
Three.
Any sisters or all brothers?
We're all brothers.
All brothers.
My dog's a boy, too.
Your dog's a boy, too? And are you the only brother that acts, or any of the other brothers, too?
I'm the one that does most of the acting, but my older brother, he's older than me, he's 13, he does more print work.
Oh, nice.
Okay, great.
Very nice.
Well, Tate, I want to thank you so much for coming out and talking with us about the show, and hopefully we'll see lots more of you in the future.
Yeah.
Thank
Best
you.
Of luck, man. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening or watching to this very special interview with Tate Burney. Please stay tuned or check out this week's podcast for the latest episode of Sons of Anarchy. Chrisley, where can the people find you?
You guys doodling on my notebook. And you can also find me on Twitter at Chrisley and on AMC Movie Talk Monday through Friday.
Great. Tate, are you on Twitter, or do you have, like, a website that people can direct?
I have an Instagram.
You have an Instagram?
Yeah.
You want to plug it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell him.
What is it?
Tate Burney. And okay. Yeah.
Great.
What's your website, Tate?
I don't have one.
Okay. So that's TateBurney.
We're going to have to take some pics to put on Instagram before you leave.
And TateBurney.com. Great. And you can find me on Twitter at Matt Lieberman. That's MattLieberman. You can also find me here on AfterBuzz TV on the Sleepy Hollow and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. after shows.
Overachiever.
Yes, thank you.
See ya.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.